You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The devastation from Hurricanes Irma, Harvey, and Maria impacted the lives of people and animals. As the waters rose, some owners left their pets behind. Various reports say the storm displaced thousands of pets. So if escaping a storm with just a pet is difficult, how do zoos prepare for natural disasters? One listener contacted us through Hey Area. That's where you ask questions about the Bay Area and our reporters find the answers. Hurricanes don't tear through the Bay Area, but this listener wanted to know what the plan was for the San Francisco Zoo in case of a tsunami. The zoo is right across Ocean Beach. So we sent reporter Janae Darden to the zoo for answers.
It's fairly quiet when I walk through the entrance of the San Francisco Zoo. That is until...
Those are the lemurs. We have a lemur forest which has 8 species of lemurs in it. They're all males, so they don't fight, but they do kind of say, hey, you know, we're over here, where are you?
Joe Fitting is the deputy director of the San Francisco Zoo. The lemurs live in a big open area dotted with trees and tall jungle gym structures, surrounded by a little moat. The zoo itself is right across the road from a much bigger body of water, the ocean. So what happens if there's a tsunami and the ocean water floods the zoo?
The city has tsunami warning horns. If we have some time, we will secure all our animals within their habitats, enclosures, and have everybody head to high ground.
And what's the point of securing the animals?
For public safety. I mean, we don't want to have some sort of dangerous animal getting out into the general population.
There are more than 1,000 animals on the zoo's grounds. And in the event of a big tsunami, when it comes to their safety...
Well, there's not much we can do. I mean, we can... Certainly a lot of these buildings are enclosed and have walls and doors and stuff like that.
Many zoos have policies to not evacuate animals for their own protection. In an interview during Hurricane Irma, Ron McGill, an official from Zoo Miami, tells MSNBC why.
To move them off ground is so stressful to these animals that potentially in and of itself could kill them.
And thankfully, Zoo Miami's animals survived Irma. Storm bunkers kept the animals safe. During Hurricane Harvey, Houston zookeepers slept in storm-safe buildings with the animals. Kevin Hodge tells KHOU News.
Slept in the bug house. So I was in there with the roaches and the walking sticks and that kind of thing, but I was safe in there.
Of course, here in San Francisco, we don't experience hurricanes, but the zoo animals will probably be safer in their cages during a tsunami.
We're about 50 feet off of the sea level up on top of a sand dune looking down on the waves. And because of that height and because it gets higher ground above us, the chance of significant damage here is pretty low.
Christina Rule and I are right across the street from the zoo at a very windy ocean beach. She's a researcher at UC Berkeley's Seismological Laboratory. We can see the zoo from the beach.
And the distance that the water might run on shore is not very far. But there is a chance that we may get tsunamis here. In the 1906 earthquake, there was a tsunami in this area, but again, it didn't run on shore very far in this area.
Rural says a few of our West Coast neighbors are at a greater risk for tsunamis.
In areas like Cascadia, which encompasses the states of Oregon and Washington, there's a subduction zone fault offshore, and that can create much larger tsunamis.
And what's this? You said a subduction zone?
A subduction zone is a type of fault. So in California, most of our faults are strike.
Basically, in subduction zones, one plate rides over another plate, which causes the water to move more. Rule says most of our faults in California are strike slip, where plates move in a sideways motion past each other. A fun and easy way to understand this? Take a bath.
When you put your hand through like a shark fin and just pushed it, it would go through the water relatively easy and not create a bunch of waves. But if you put it flat and lifted your palm up, you would create a lot of displacement of water, and that's kind of like a tsunami.
Back at the zoo, Joe Fitting and I walk past families pushing their babies in strollers. Nearby, a group of lemurs climb up a post and cuddle together in their forest. It's hard to imagine a tsunami in this serene moment. Fitting says they're prepared for all sorts of emergencies.
Public safety is our number one priority, and the safety of our animal collection and our staff.
For now, at least, the 1,000 or so animals of the San Francisco Zoo remain safe and dry. In San Francisco, I'm Janae Darden for Cross Currents.